Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
All right, Mr. Kane, it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Good morning, Mr. Kane. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't know if you were going to make it here today or not.
Yeah, I had a little thing this morning already, and so I've been up and going a while.
I know.
I've had way too much coffee at this point in time. I'm really excited. Yeah.
Okay, we probably should lay off the coffee a little bit. I drank all my coffee. It's gone. I have to drink water now. I'm super sad.
Aw.
Hate water.
I'm
so
having
much.
Coffee with Kane.
Mm-hmm. I'm having water with Mr. Kane. You know how much I love me some water.
Yeah, I know. You love it.
It's the worst.
You love it, love it.
I don't. Anyway, so this morning, I thought I was going to have to call. I actually had Jared Pettis on standby.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Sorry, Jared.
he's probably salty. He wanted to talk about French fries.
Oh.
That's our topic for today. But hang on. Before we start that, let's turn down Wolfgang Van Halen just a tad. Before we start that conversation, I want to personally tell you congratulations.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you are officially an elder
in
the United Methodist Church
in
the Missouri Conference.
I am.
You were basically promoted.
Well, essentially, yeah, I mean, in a sort of a way.
Yeah, you're still a pastor.
I'm still a pastor.
You're not a bishop.
No.
Although the staff here thinks that they can call you bishop.
Yeah, but, not a bishop.
But
no.
This is like a 20-year process for you. It doesn't always take people that long. But you had to start from the very beginning of going to college.
Yes, I did.
When you were in your 30s.
Yeah, so, I know. It took a while. 20 years, a long time.
Yeah, that is long. And I'm very excited for you. I think that's fantastic.
Well,
and
thanks.
You even got your master's degree in what?
Divinity.
Is that like the white chocolatey thing? A little white candy?
I don't think that's what they call it.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, divinity is that. It's not white chocolate. It's just like a white candy. It's gross. I never liked it.
Oh, my grandma used to make that.
So Jace says, the man of God in my eyes is a bishop.
Jace.
That Jace Odell, he's so funny. Anyway, well, I'm very proud of you because you're my husband, but also you're my pastor, and that means a lot to me that you get to vote on things and you have privileges that come with the title of elder. So,
well, I'm very grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm excited.
Y'all.
I know our kids are excited about
appreciate
it.
Appreciate
well.
All the love.
Yeah. Well, you're a nice guy.
Oh, thanks.
I hope so.
I appreciate that.
You're an elder now, so. Although I did say yesterday, I really want to get you one of those elder ones. I'm going to get him.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be fun
the
to get you
wand.
The elder wand.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the wand of the Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was the one that everybody wanted that Harry broke in half at the end of the last Harry Potter movie.
Super powerful.
It was the most powerful wand in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
At least the wizarding world.
Yeah.
My number two Ticonderoga pencil is the most powerful thing here.
There you go.
So, anyway. Okay. All right, moving on.
We'll have to go online and order one of those.
Yes, I want to get you an elder wand anyway. Or a Ticonderoga pencil. You can have the blue one even.
Oh, thanks.
I have the blue ones that Jared bought for me. A whole box of Statler number two pencils for $1 one time.
That's perfect.
I think I have two boxes of them. They'll last a while.
They'll never run out.
It'll be a long time. Yeah. I'll be like 85 before they run out.
I may become an elder again by the time you get used to those.
You'll be an elder.
Yeah, that's for sure. I will be elder for sure.
Okay, so our topic for today for Coffee with Kane. Oh, shout out to my mother-in-law. Yeah, Joyce, totally. Joyce Awad. I know she's listening today. She loves Coffee with Kane. So I want to talk about French fries.
And French fries.
The reason why is I found this online. That it's time again for the great French fry debate. Who has the best fast food fries? According to a new nationwide ranking from Seating Masters. I don't know who Seating Masters is. No. I have no idea. But it's based on more than 40,000 Yelp reviews.
Wow.
And the title goes to In-N-Out Burger. Have you ever had In-N-Out Burger?
I have had In-N-Out Burger.
Do you like the fries?
The fries are really good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've never had In-N-Out Burger because it's California-based. Is there one near here?
No.
Is there not one in Austin, maybe?
Oh, I don't know.
I know that I've had Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Because I had Shake Shack with David one time. So, yeah. No, I don't. I've never had In-N-Out Burger. Number two is Shake Shack.
Yeah, they have good fries.
I had their fries there, although we don't have that, but I would say, if I'm going to mention the word shake, I'm going to say Steak and Shake. I love their teeny little skinny fries because I like them crispy. And I like that they come on a plate. I don't know why. But do you eat the ketchup on top or are you a dipper?
I'm a dipper.
Traditionally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Traditionally a dipper.
Your mother says, I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay, so then they also mentioned Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers. The last time we were in Branson, we had Freddy's.
Yeah, totally. So, it was pretty good.
They were okay. Yeah. Bojangles? Have you had Bojangles?
I don't think so.
Me neither. I know that's a North Carolina thing.
Oh.
Because right. I'm pretty sure that Dale Earnhardt Jr. owns a Bojangles.
I love that.
Or maybe he owns a Raisin Cane's. I don't remember, but he's real big into those southern ones. So coming in at number 1-5 is Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Their waffle fries. Yeah. Their waffle fries are delicious.
Yeah, waffle fries are good.
They're the best.
But that's not like, if we're talking fries, are we talking
that's
straight
not
fries?
That's traditional
or
fries.
Yeah.
But they're good.
They are good.
And apparently they had changed them and people bullied them and this, so they changed them back.
I didn't remember that.
They have. It was just in the last year or so. They changed them back. Let's see. Then after Chick-fil-A is Raisin Cane's. Then Zaxby's.
Zaxby's. I've had their fries one time.
Are they good?
They're good.
I've never had them. Arby's.
Yeah, I do like those.
I don't eat a lot of fries because the fried food upsets my stomach. But,
right.
I mean, I don't like crinkle fries.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about them. Probably because they're usually mushy.
Yeah.
And I don't like mushy. And then Hardee's. I've had Hardee's fries before. Their chicken tenders are good.
Yeah,
but
are.
I don't usually order their.
I got to say, I can't believe that McDonald's fries aren't higher up on the list.
Hold on. I'm getting to that.
Yeah.
Checkers and Rallies. That's the one that's over there by the old Blockbuster in Farmington.
Yeah. Yep.
But they have to be hot.
Yes.
Because if they've let them sit, then they're gross.
Yes.
But their funnel cake fries are actually my favorite.
Because they're funnel cakes.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the list was KFC, followed by McDonald's and Burger King.
Really?
Well, I'm wondering, do you think it's the... do you think it's the grease that maybe makes them?
I don't know. I love McDonald's fries.
I know, but you worked at McDonald's.
I know, but I think they're really good fries.
I can guarantee you that our children, both of them worked at Chick-fil-A, would choose Chick-fil-A fries over other brands.
Sure.
But they would also just choose Chick-fil-A three meals a day if they could.
Yeah, right. So. I suppose that's true.
Because when you work there and you work at least, I think, 7 or 8 hours, you get a free meal or a half-price meal or something. Mm-hmm. And the boy ate there a lot. But he also worked for Emo's, and he ate there a lot, too. He was like, I'm tired of pizza. I just don't eat a lot of fries anymore because it upsets my stomach.
It's not... I don't think eligible for the list, but French fries that you get from the county fair, with like fish and chips fries where you get to put vinegar on them and they're oh my gosh.
Fair fries
are my favorite.
I like what restaurant is it that has steak cut fries and they put like a sprinkle?
Who is the burger place?
What burger place?
Oh my gosh.
I gotta clear my throat. Sorry. I don't know which one you're talking about. But it has like a spicy.
There's one up in St. Louis. Salt. It's over in Creve Coeur.
Red Robin.
Oh, yeah.
I love the bottomless fries at Red Robin. Ugh. Oh, man. Those are so good. And the sweet potato ones that they have are delicious. Good. I haven't had Red Robin in a long time. Well, okay. We need to go to Red Robin now.
Road trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those fries.
Yeah. I like the steak. Seasoning or whatever it is they put on them.
Yeah.
Although my stomach will hurt the next day if we eat those because I don't know what it is about fried potatoes.
I remember taking a youth group there once and one of the boys ate so many bottomless fries he made himself sick.
Oh, it's, you know, youth.
Yeah. Gotta love them.
I love them because they're dumb as posts sometimes. Mm. Anyway. Oh, did I say the quiet part out loud?
The quiet part out loud. Sorry. That's right.
My bad. All right. So you vote
so
for...
are the adults sometimes.
Listen, you're the one who let them ride on the outside of the van, okay? Okay. It was not me.
No.
They make rules for youth directors like you.
That's right.
That's why it took you so long to be a pastor, because you had to redeem yourself.
That's true.
That and the time that they their canoe sank in the lake in Arkansas.
Yeah. We survived.
You have so many great stories about being a youth director.
Yeah, I do. It was a good time.
The one game with the pantyhose filled with flour at the end and the black eyes, that was
a good one.
The stitches. The day before prom.
Yep.
Or the week before prom.
Yep. It was perfect.
She looked pretty at prom anyway.
Yeah. Still.
I feel like we should write a couple's book talking about all of the dumb things that you and I have done. Like the time you let them paint each other with condiments.
And then it got in their eyes.
And the mustard burned their skin in their eyes.
But it was a really cool game.
It was an awesome game. Oh, okay. All right.
And speaking of condiments, now it ties it all back around
back
to French
around
fries.
French fries. So what's your final vote is McDonald's?
No. My final vote might be one of the other ones that are on the list, but I guess I was just surprised that McDonald's was so low on the list.
Oh, I think that I am going to go with Steak and Shake. That's not on the list, but that's what I'm... Because Shake Shack isn't here.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to go with Steak and Shake. Plus, I think you can get certificates for Steak and Shake on the Big Deal store.
Okay.
So I need a shake.
Okay.
A road trip, a shake, maybe some, I don't know. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
I will have to eat the sweet potato fries somewhere, though, because I'm not making myself sick. Or just go with the shake from the Steak and Shake. But
we'll have a few fries.
I have a date night in our future, I'm just saying.
Sounds like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you in agreement?
Yeah.
You're in agreement on this? Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Kane, I got to go because we got to play some hearty sponsors.
Nice.
Ooh, Catfish Kettle's one of them.
Oh, they have good fries.
You love Catfish Kettle.
I do love these in Catfish Kettle.
Regardless of the parking, we love Catfish
same
Kettle.
Great food, same back parking.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Kane. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. That's Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane. And we will post this up online. Go to B104FM.com and just click on air and go to my page. The links for our podcasts are there with B104FM.com.